I want to speak to Jamie DeLargy, business commentator and man that was mad keen to stay in the European Union, but who believes we shouldn't have a second referendum because democracy should run its course. And is he the best man to have on about this? Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The reason that I'm
glad you have that sort of wee warning.
Yes, this is the reason that I have that sort of build up to you this morning is that so many people are saying, oh yes, Honda pulling out of the UK basically means that Brexit has caused this. But the more I read about it, the more I come to believe that this has very, very little to do with Brexit. Do you see it like that?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I mean, there is a temptation if you are in favour of something or against something to press every event, every development in support of your argument. And in fact, in this case, I don't think Brexit really had a lot to do with Honda's decision. I mean, if you bear with me, I'll give you another example. People probably can remember, dredge up from their memories, James Dyson is building his new electric car in Singapore, and he's already put the vast amount of his production in Singapore. Well, what's the connection with that and Honda? Well, both Singapore and Japan have got free trade deals with the EU. So let's look at the current situation. If Japan were to send a car from Tokyo to the EU currently, it has to pay a 10% tariff. In 2027, because of this free trade deal, that goes to zero. So why bother having a plant in the UK when you can make it in Kyoto or Tokyo and then just put it on a ship and send it to the EU, and you won't face the tariffs that you would have. Crippling tariff. I mean, 10% is a crippling tariff. So this way, with this new free trade deal, so it's got to do with Brussels, but it's not to do with Brexit. There is no need for these companies. There's no need for James Dyson, if he wants to sell his new car into the EU, to place production in the UK. And indeed, he took a decision to build the electric car shortly after the Singapore EU free trade deal was announced. So you can see the pattern here. If the EU has got a free trade deal with a country, well, now it can keep the production at home and send the cars or the technology into the EU, and now it won't face those serious tariff barriers that it used to.
So Honda, many reasons why they're pulling out. Is one of them down to the diesel or not? Because you don't associate Honda with primarily making diesel cars like yeah. Land Rover. Is that a sort of a red herring as well?
I'm not really up on car technology, but I don't think the Civic, which is produced which is currently produced at this and will be for a couple more years at the Swindon plant. It is basically, I understand that it's a petrol car. I think there are diesel Civics, but I don't know that they amount to an awful lot of production. So, but I suppose the diesel story comes into play in this sense that, you know, the car market is in turmoil. You know, diesel, of course, getting a bad rap at the moment, although, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that people said that for the sake of saving the earth, you should buy a diesel car. I mean, it was a better bet for the environment than petrol. And now, of course, we discover that diesel has all sorts of problems associated with it. But and on top of that, and almost like separate from that, we have, but related, we have this requirement or investment that's required to be put into electric cars. So the whole industry has been turned upside down. So people are thinking, where are we going to site these plants? Do we site these new plants where we traditionally had them? And I mean, Honda is not a huge car maker in the UK. I mean, it's a pretty big plant, all right. And by the way, this is the first car plant to shut in the UK since 2007, when Peugeot closed their operation near Coventry. I mean, this is a phenomenal thing, 3,500 jobs gone. But there's the whole industry is in ferment, and people are then asking, if you're in charge of a company based in Tokyo or wherever, and you're thinking, right now, where are we going to put the new plant? Now, the new plant's going to be very different from the old plant. It's going to be making electric cars. Where is that market? I mean, where are we going to sell these cars into? And one of the arguments that I don't quite understand is people say, oh, it has to be in the Far East, where there's a huge market in the Far East. The EU market is 500 million people. I mean, so I don't quite get that, that they're saying it has to be close to where people are going to buy the cars. Mm-hmm. So, but at the same time, I do see that if you can build your car at home and put it in the ship and send it to the EU and not pay tariffs, then why not make it at home?
Okay, Jamie, we are going to have to leave it there. The insight into why Honda may be pulling out of Swindon. It's always worrying, always concerning, and particularly concerning for the people in that area. Right, we've got the news next.